Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com.
What does an addictive personality actually look like? The phrase addictive personality gets tossed around a lot these days, and I hear this a lot in consultation calls. When you decide you're ready to work with me, that process starts with scheduling a free call with me, and people always tell me I have a very addictive personality. Well, I'm right there with you, my friend. If you struggle with substances, it just makes sense. We will struggle with behavior addictions too. Welcome back to another episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh, and today we're talking about having an addictive personality and the behavior addictions we can pick up along the way. As people, we can become addicted to nearly anything, not just traditional addictive substances. You've heard me say this many times. I can get unhealthy with almost anything, because I don't moderate well with anything, right? My moderation switch was broken from birth. If I do something and I like it, I want more of it. I'm like that with food, people, work, exercise, self-improvement and recovery, television, ice cream, decorating my house, shopping. It could literally be anything. If I get some gratification from it, I want to do it again as soon as possible. And we can become addicted to many things: shopping, food, video games, gambling, social media, sex, and a million other things. You can even become addicted to anxiety. And that is going to be a whole nother episode, because I've watched this for so many years and have always felt like there's this abnormal attachment sometimes to our struggles and mental health conditions. And when I read that you can actually become addicted to anxiety, I knew immediately that I have to delve more into that topic and create an episode about it. So watch for that in the future sometime. But let's start today's conversation with a quick bit about how we define addiction. A simple framework is an addiction can be defined as a compulsive habit that you continue to do despite negative consequences. And firstly, there is no medical test, right, to tell us if we will have addiction issues, because there are multiple components that play a role. There are genetic pieces, environmental components, mental and emotional factors. They all come together to create the perfect set of circumstances that leave us vulnerable to using substances and behaviors in an unhealthy way. But there are personality traits that can make someone more prone to developing an addiction or be indicators. Again, this does not necessarily mean that a person with these traits will certainly develop an addiction. So don't start overanalyzing your friends and family and trying to determine their problems or future problems. That is not a good way to build relationships. But one common factor underlying nearly every addiction is the feeling of reward. Your brain registers all pleasures in the same way, whether it's a cold beer after work, a shopping spree, morning sex, or a delicious meal. When you experience that feeling of reward, the brain is flooded with the neurotransmitter dopamine, right? One of the roles of dopamine is controlling emotions. It's the feel-good neurotransmitter, and it's the thing we are always chasing. Like most of our lives, the things we're doing, we're chasing the dopamine hit. So let's get into some of the traits of an addictive personality, what they look like in everyday life, and how they manifest in some common behavior addictions. We're going to go through 9 possible signs of an addictive personality, starting with 1, obsession. A person with an addictive personality tends to obsess. Just like with alcohol use, obsessing over our next drink, right? Someone addicted to gambling might obsess over when they can go to the casino to play the slots or to play cards. A person with an addictive personality is likely to obsess over things. I talk about this a lot because I'm definitely an obsessor, and you may not like the word obsess. So think about it more like you're just thinking about something a lot. I just went through this recently. I had a crush on a guy and I caught myself getting in this like overthinking, like, oh, I wonder when I'll see him again. I wonder when I'll talk to him again. I wonder if he likes me too. You know, like all those things, like all of a sudden it was just taking up a lot of my mind space. I can be that way with everything. I always tell this story about an old girlfriend of mine when I first met her. Like the very first time I met her, we sat down and had coffee and we had such an incredible time. And I remember walking home from that coffee and thinking, oh my gosh, she was so great. I wonder what she's doing this weekend. I wonder if she wants to get together again. I wonder if she had as much fun as I did, right? Like thinking about the thing. So I use the word obsessed, right? Obsessing over things. That's a common recovery term. If you don't like that term, just frame it in terms of thinking about something a lot. Number two is always wanting more. Like I said a few minutes ago, if I do something and like it, I want to do it more. Addiction is an obsession with more. If one scoop of ice cream is good, three is definitely better. I could get the 20-ounce iced coffee, but why would I get the 20 when I could get the 30? If the shirt is really cute and black, I should probably get the white one and the pink one too. If I have a really incredible time with my friends, like I was just talking about my girlfriend and that coffee, I will automatically start thinking about and planning for the next time, always wanting more. I just did this too. We just took a whole group of people who have gone through my 6-week coaching program. You know, of course, when you spend that much time together, like we do in the 6-week program, we become amazing friends and we travel to see each other. And we were just in Key West together having the most incredible time. I haven't laughed so much since the last time I was with this group for our sober trip to Costa Rica. We were having such an incredible time. And here goes me, right? Wanting more, obsessive brain. As the Key West trip was winding down, I was already in full swing mode of planning our next get together because I want more. And I was already going person to person like, hey, I was thinking this. Hey, what do you guys think about this? Maybe we should do this, right? Enough is never enough. Whether it's one more online purchase, one more potato chip, one more cocktail, or one more bet, we have a tendency to always want more. Number three, lying. Addiction and lying go hand in hand. You may lie to yourself about having addiction struggles, but you also have to lie to everyone around you. And you become trapped in that vicious cycle of lying and denial. This is an addictive personality trait because non-addicted people don't have to engage in that behavior. They're not hiding things. Number four, continuing the behavior despite negative outcomes. This is a big one with drinking and drugs, and it's the same with behavior addictions. If you have health issues from poor eating habits, but you continue to engage in the poor eating habits, you're fighting with your partner or spouse because you're drunk, or you're fighting with them because they're upset about your drinking, but you continue to do it anyway. You're showing up late to work consistently because you're hungover and you're having a hard time getting up on time, but you continue drinking anyway. You got an STI because of risky sexual behavior. You feel ashamed, but you continue to engage in risky sexual behaviors. Your husband is angry about the credit card bill, but you continue spending, even knowing it's going to cause a fight or an argument. This, as a professional, is one of the biggest signs that someone is trapped in their behavior because your commitment is to the substance or the behavior, not to fixing it, right? If my man comes to me and is like, babe, you know, at the neighborhood barbecue the other day, you had a couple of extra glasses of wine, your behavior changed, like I was pretty uncomfortable with it. If my man comes to me and says that, and I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, sorry about that. And then I do it again because my commitment is to the substance. It's not to my partner, right? A non-addicted person would be like, oh, wow, I am so sorry. Like, I would never want to make you uncomfortable. That won't happen again. And it wouldn't happen again because that commitment is to the relationship. So this is a huge one, continuing the behavior despite negative outcomes or consequences. Number five, impulsive behavior, acting without regard for the impact of your behavior. You know, when you're clicking the buy button, that it's going to be a problem, but the impulse is too big, the dopamine hit is too good, so you just do it. And listen, we all use poor judgment sometimes, but if you continually engage in this type of behavior, giving in to all the impulses and instant gratification, it's definitely an indicator of an addictive personality. Studies that looked at the brains of people with addictions found they're usually more likely to make spontaneous decisions without considering the long-term consequences. Big red flag, impulsivity. Number six, not taking responsibility. Not taking accountability or responsibility for choices and the results of your choices. If you can't own your behavior, you can't correct it. If you're always blaming other people for having problems or blaming other people for why you make poor decisions, that's a problem. You hear all of these things, or you probably say these things, right? It's because my family isn't supportive. If only I had more money, if my boss were nicer, always blaming your circumstances on other people or external factors. Number seven, sensation seeker, right? A little adrenaline junkie person. You want to feel the rush and the reward. Again, that's that dopamine thing. Always looking for the next high. And just like with drinking, right, where you have to drink more to get the same effect, sensation seeking behavior is the same way, right? You're always upping the ante to get the same effect. And this is a person who is constantly seeking out new experiences and new sources of adrenaline rushes. One of the problems with sensation seeking is the continuous desire for something different and new, a new sexual partner or a new diet or a new casino, a new workout regimen, right? New. There's a lot of fun in the newness factor. And that can affect relationships. It can affect work. It can have major effects all the way around. Number eight, neuroticism. People with high neuroticism often respond to challenges with emotions of anger, sadness, anxiety, irritability. And research has suggested that people with high neuroticism are more likely to develop substance use disorder. I don't think that's a huge news flash. I think we could all kind of figure that out. But neuroticism is an attempt to control things. You need things to be just your way to feel okay. And if something is off, all the emotions come out. And when all the emotions come out is when we are apt to act out, be impulsive to pacify the emotions, and go for the instant gratification to squash that discomfort. I mean, I just summed up addiction right there. That is it. Emotions make us apt to act out, be impulsive to pacify the emotions, go for the instant gratification to squash the discomfort. That's addiction right there. And the last one here is secrecy. Number nine is secrecy. Keeping secrets is critical to protect addictions, substance or behavioral. And this is a common trait for an addictive personality. Always keeping secrets. When we become addicted to specific activities, we're seeking feelings of comfort and happiness and the dopamine hit and serotonin. That plays a role too, but a lot of dopamine. Or we're using it to escape reality or painful emotions. There are a lot of behavioral addictions. The list is getting longer. Some of the most common ones, sex, gambling, Now, internet and social media is a huge one. Shopping, of course, video games, binge eating or food addiction. You've probably heard me say before that food addiction was my first addiction, right from childhood. Food and sugar. Long before I ever had my first drink, those were the things that really were kind of front and center in my life that I thought about all the time, that I was always planning, talking about, looking forward to. See, that's that obsessive nature, always planning, talking about, looking forward to. And signs of behavioral addictions are like the inability to stop or control the behavior, feeling shame or embarrassment after doing the activity, the inability to stop the addictive behavior despite knowing the negative impact it's going to have emotionally, physically, whatever. Doing more risk-taking behaviors or increasing the risky activities to get the thrill, or experiencing cravings for the activity, right? Just like we do with drugs and alcohol, you have cravings. Well, we have cravings for those behavioral addictions too. For gambling or shopping addiction, you can have major financial consequences. You can max out credit cards. You can incur debt because of the addiction. With video game and phone addiction, those addictive patterns get in the way of your close relationships. You're very distracted. You use it as an escape from the challenges of everyday life, or you use it as a method to fix loneliness, to feel connected to people. All addictions have the ability to wreak havoc in our lives, behavioral or substance. And you've heard this over and over again. The first step is admitting you have a problem. Then find support and start working on the behavior, then the underlying issues, okay? And last thing before we close, remember we're right in the middle of the 30 Days to Fast Track Your Sobriety series. You get an extra podcast episode each week to help you on your journey, as well as access to powerful resources and a downloadable resource to accompany each of the bonus episodes. So bonus pod, resources, personalized guidance, all for free. Sign up at addictionunlimited.com/fast track. And I will link that in the show notes, addictionunlimited.com/fast track. I'll link it in the show notes so you can get there right from your podcast app. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I will see you on the next episode.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.